What was your take on the intergroup study that Joe Sparano reported in San Antonio on AC followed by taxanes at different schedules?
Yeah, that was a long-awaited result, 5,000 women, 2x2 factorial design. What's sort of interesting, and I haven't had a chance to ask him directly about this, but you know, the plan in that trial was to report after they had 1,050 events. And what they reported was about 850. So they're roughly 200 events less than what they planned to do their sort of first planned analysis and report. The argument I remember him saying was he didn't think longer follow-up make a difference, and their statisticians and Data Safety Monitoring Committee didn't think longer follow-up make a difference. But you still have to wonder. It wasn't the original statistical plan. So having said that, then all those regimens look pretty much the same at the end. With the exception, he had a slide that I actually like to show because it suggests kind of consistent with what a lot of oncologists do anyway. And if you kind of look that there's 1,200 or so patients per treatment arm, and if you look at just the number of breast cancer relapses, and roughly I think the numbers were 200 or so, there were two arms that had events something like 170, 20 to 30 events fewer. And it was the arm with weekly paclitaxel, and it was the arm with docetaxel every 3 weeks. And that's what lots of people do. I mean, your patterns of care and so on, people give AC followed by docetaxel, or they give AC followed by weekly paclitaxel. So I think in my take on that study was it really kind of supports both of those as reasonable treatments.